Welcome to the Micro Meditations podcast. This is Eric Daishin McCabe. And we are looking this week at the Zen of being grounded. Sounds like a terrible word, being grounded. But in a context of Zen and meditation, this is really what a big chunk of our practice is about. It's learning to ground ourselves in the present moment. So, just to give you some background for today, I have been I just finished completing an hour long sitting, and I noticed beforehand, before the sitting began, how reluctant I was to even want to come to the cushion and sit down. I just felt kind of blah, kind of, depressed, not in a clinical depression kind of way, but just not having a lot of energy and motivation. And of course, with meditation practice, that is not really a good excuse to not sit. So our sitting doesn't depend on so much on how we feel. We just get ourselves to the cushion. We just put ourselves on the cushion and watch how we feel, whether we feel good or feel bad isn't the point. You know, we think that meditation is going to make us feel something different. And it might, sometimes it does, but we can't count on our feelings for our sense of motivation. We just bring ourselves, 95% of the success of this practice is just getting ourselves to the cushion, just simply showing up. That's all we need to do. And I found that as I was sitting, watching, noticing my own discomfort and my own reluctance to continue to sit, and just watching that, what came to mind was a saying of Zen Master Dogen when he was asked what he learned from his training in China. So he lived during the 13th century, and he went to he was Japanese, and he went to China in order to train. He came back and he was asked, what did you learn? And he said, my eyes are horizontal and my nose is vertical. And this sounds like such a weird thing to say, but if you really think about that, if you really put your mind in that eyes are horizontal, nose is vertical. In other words, we're perfect just as we are. Whose eyes aren't horizontal? Whose nose isn't vertical? Just as we are is absolutely perfect. We don't have to try to change something. So depression, anxiety, it's all there. It's all there. But we just get back to the root. We just get back to our roots, and that is just this body, you know, this physical body, putting attention rather than on what's going on in our brain, our mind spinning around, going off in 100,000 different directions, actually creating the depression, creating the anxiety to a certain degree, for sure. Bringing our attention back to the physicalness of our body itself. You know, noticing any kinds of physical sensations in our body. And this is how we ground ourselves. This is how we really ground ourselves in the present moment. So I invite you now to, if you haven't done this already, if you haven't practiced yet this today, to allow yourself a few moments to notice just the basic stuff, that eyes are horizontal, nose is vertical, you have two ears, two eyes, a mouth, a nose, a tongue, and a body. And to notice those physical aspects of yourself. In this way, we can ground ourselves deeply in the present moment and release those thoughts, those recurring thoughts that keep coming and keep coming. Just keep, every time thoughts keep coming and keep coming, bring yourself back to sensations in your body.